Earth and Sky.
For the first time, you know, we show that the very lowest mass stars, some of them do have planets.
You're listening to astronomer David Bennett of the University of Notre Dame. In early 2008, he and colleagues found the lowest mass planet yet nearby a normal star outside our solar system. It's at about three Earth masses and orbits a tiny star with a big name, MOA 2007 BLG192L, some 3,000 light years from Earth.
It turns out that the lowest mass stars were the ones that will be easiest to search for evidence of life on their planets.
These tiny stars are called brown dwarfs, and they're too small to sustain the nuclear reactions that blaze inside stars like our sun. But Bennett said they still might send enough warmth for life on nearby planets.
Because planets are forming around such stars, it may be that there are nearby planets in much closer to their low-mass stars. The planets that would have the same heating from their star as Earth gets from the sun would be in very close orbits.
Bennett speculated that this tiny world might even be heated from within.
It's also conceivable that you could have that the atmosphere of this planet that we've discovered is so thick that just the heating from the radioactive decays in the interior could give a surface temperature similar to the Earth.
What's known for sure, though, is that the number of planets found outside our solar system at over 300 continues to climb. For today, that's our show. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.